to live, our song of the day winner. Nicely done, girl.
Thank you.
Okay, we got to talk coronavirus here. It is Joe McKenzie. I'm McKenzie, producer Porkchop, live the web girl. We are all hanging out. Gang's all here. Joe, hopefully not getting the coronavirus. He's on vacation overseas. Okay, so here's the deal. The latest on the coronavirus, a Spanish hotel is in lockdown amongst outbreak fears. We're hearing all of these things about Italy, of course, China. We want to know at 833-563-2539. Are you freaking out? Be real about the coronavirus. Are you like, nah, it's just something to talk about and people are like overblowing this whole thing?
I think that in where we're at, I'm not freaking out. I think, you know, it's a thing people are talking about. Yeah, I'm not worried about it. I don't think I'm going to get infected. I'm not traveling. I'm not, you know, if I was traveling across like the world, then maybe I would be worried about it. I think that other countries, yes, should be worried about it. And their level of freaking out is appropriate. But I think here in the U.S., I just don't think there's enough cases for us to be freaking out about yet.
This is freaking me out because images coming out of China, there are like bed by bed by bed by bed by bed and lockdown of just sick patients.
Oh.
And I am free. Like just these images coming out is freaking me out. But people are saying stop. Most cases are not life-threatening. So like stop. Stop freaking out.
Right.
However, I had a conversation with my family and my mom was like, you know what? You need to start stocking up on water.
Kiki's gone there.
Like the
She's
end.
Ready.
The end is coming and pandemonium is going to strike and we just need to be ready. However, I have a condo and I have no space for anything. So I don't know where I'm supposed to make this shelter of like a year's worth of food and water. However, it is smart to be prepared.
Right.
I'm a total germaphobe and I was around someone that had had the flu, bless her heart. And I'm like, are you there? She said she just traveled to Vegas, which is the kind of people from all around
right.
the world go to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And she said lots and lots of masks. Like
oh,
everyone
yeah.
rocking masks on flights and
honestly,
freaking out.
Honestly, and I would hope so. Like I would hope people are, you know, being proactive and being safe. And definitely if I was traveling, like all of the hand sanitizer you could imagine, I would bring wet wipes to wipe down like my area, my seat. I'd be wearing a mask. I'd be doing all of that if I was traveling.
833-563-2539. We've got Amy, but I don't know if I could put Amy on the radio because she is freaking out.
Oh my gosh, Amy. Okay, tell us what you know.
Okay, so my grandma is in the hospital right now, and we were looking over the nurse's shoulder because we were trying to get filled in, and my aunt happened to catch on the paper it said coronavirus. So we start freaking out instantly. Well, come to find out, the whole hospital had to have hours of long meetings because there's so many different strands of the coronavirus that aren't just like the ones in China, but like that have been around. So my grandma has a form of the coronavirus, and actually, we just all had a really bad sickness run through our family, like everybody really, because everybody I know had it. And I'm pretty sure that was the same thing because she had the same symptoms we do. She's just like an 80-year-old woman.
Oh my. So. They're saying close personal contact, breathing the same air, yeah. touching the same object. So my germaphobe ways from my childhood are paying off because I won't touch anything. I sanitize. My hands are like cracking dry because I wash them so much.
Amy, are you in Houston or Indy?
Indy.
Okay.
So it's very interesting. Yeah. So I saw an interview and a man who was a English teacher over in China finally came home for a while because he's like, I can't go about my daily life because everything is closed. Like the schools are not open. Kids are not allowed to go to the school where he was at in China. Like people are barely allowed to leave their apartment. It's hard to go about day-to-day life because everyone is like staying inside and like restaurants are closed, stores are closed, like everything is closed. So he, for the time being, flew back home to the U.S. until it's going to be like safe to go back there and until people are going to be start living like their regular day-to-day life again.
Oh, this is so, now this is on a website I'm on, and I don't know if this is 100% accurate, but it says more than 2,400 deaths and over 78,000 cases worldwide have been confirmed of the coronavirus.
Oof. Yeah, that's what I just, in China, I was reading the Washington Post, and so I don't know about their credibility. I'm sure they're very credible, but they said that there's been up to 2,663 deaths just in China with the coronavirus, which is crazy. And then, of course, that Diamond Princess cruise, another passenger has died. So that brings 691 people on that ship tested positive for the virus, and I think four have passed away now.
This is so sad. I am very alarmed by this, and I don't want to freak out. I mean, because I'm like, okay, maybe it's just going to be like the bird flu. It's going to kind of come. It's going to kind of go away. But I don't know. I mean, wedding gown production over in China, there's prom dress shortages for this year because of the production is shut down because of the coronavirus. Coming up in the tea, I'm going to talk about a major film that has had to halt production because of the coronavirus. I mean, a lot of places are being affected. I mentioned that Spanish hotel. Lockdown.
Yeah, Iran is seeing a lot of cases as well. I think they're one of like the highest in the world as far as countries with cases. So I think it is scary. It is something to look out for. If you're traveling, definitely be careful. But I'm not personally freaking out about it. Maybe I should be. Maybe I'm not freaking out enough about it.
Yeah, I mean, the girl that does Murder Monday, you're scared of everything.
I mean, right? I hate that there's no vaccine. I feel like in this day and age, how long is it going to take? Someone said it might be a year out, and I don't know why it would take that long.
I saw somewhere in Texas that they said that they were working on a vaccination, and they might be coming close to it.
Please, please, let's pray for that. All right. Well, we'll keep you posted. Of course, coming up in your tea, as I mentioned, a total production, a major film is halted because of the coronavirus, and The Bachelor Ultimatum that was thrown down before the fantasy suite.